like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
I heard that Clemson Fest will be at a new location this year.
That's right. It's at a new, larger location with even bigger fireworks this year.
Where's it going to be?
1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
Did admission go up?
No. As always, it's $10 per car or $5 per individual with lots of free kids' activities, great food and drinks, and terrific fireworks.
I'll see you there.
Get equipped for anything with a John Deere 3025E compact tractor from AgPro. It's equipped with a low price of $139 per month. And we have all the attachments you'll ever need. Request a quote at agproco.com. Offer ends 7/31/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payments. See dealer for details.
What a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and something you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Already, you know, a lot of people on the text line, Ramona, thanking us for that, including veterans. No, we humbly thank you, veterans, those who have served. We owe it all to you. That's how we're allowed to do this. And we encourage everybody, basically, as you're making a glutton of yourself tomorrow, remember why you have that luxury. You know, it's worth a few moments. So every year on all of the like holidays, we celebrate and or honor. So that's us. You want to get in 654-7627. You know, Ramona, I ticked off a couple of the soccer fans with this tweet. By the way, I think Colombia will beat England. I wrote this morning. I wrote, seems beyond debate that Pelé is the greatest soccer player in history, not even a close second. Second place a toss-up between Brazilian Ronaldo and Hand of God Maradona. I don't know if C. Ronaldo or Messi are even the equal of Neymar, although Neymar has a better cast. And look, Neymar has a lot to still prove. That's without question. But, I mean, you know, here's the thing. Renault score and La Mess up don't have a goal in the knockout round in their lifetimes. You know, so what they are is, I get the club stuff, all right? But what they are is they're the Peyton Mannings of soccer. Chief says, your first statement was okay, even though we think that more as Americans, because Pelé came to play in America after his greatest years. No, it's nothing to do with that. It has to do with understanding what talent looks like. Go watch some friggin' film, Chief ETH. I mean, no offense, go watch some film. If you understand what talent looks like, go watch Pelé play as a young man. At 17, he was helped leading his nation to the World Cup title. He led his country to 3 World Cup titles. There's never been a player like Pelé. I'm sorry, it's not even remotely close. If you understand what athleticism and what talent looks like, it's not a subject of debate. It's not remotely close. This question is, who's second? It has nothing to do with Americans saw Pelé come to play in America after his greatest years. I'm not talking about Pelé with the New York Cosmos, my friend. I'm not talking about when he played with Franz Beckenbauer and Shep Messing. I'm not talking about that. I'm Giorgio Canalia. I'm talking about when he was a young man and he was the greatest thing soccer has ever seen. Ever seen. Regarding the others, look, at some point, you have to step up on the biggest stage. And if you don't, then you're not a legend. Maradona did. Maradona, at the age of 25 years old, led his country to the World Cup. I'm sorry, none of these other guys have done that or even come remotely close to doing that. And Maradona was a special athlete. Now, I get you that he's had a lot of issues. Everything from performance-enhancing drugs to everything. That doesn't change what he did. That doesn't change what he did. And no, I shouldn't factor in club. Nobody gives a rat's behind. It's about winning on the biggest stage. It's about winning on the biggest stage. The greatest soccer player of all time is Pelé, and it's not remotely close. Then you can argue the rest of it. But I'll go with Brazilian Ronaldo, and I'll go with Diego Maradona, and so will his countrymen. So will his countrymen. So that's that. You want to get in on any of this, 654-7627. Chris from Caption saying, Walt dropping knowledge on soccer like a boss. The sickness is real. Yeah. You know, look, I know enough about the history, all right? I know about enough about the history of the game. And I've seen some of it. And I've studied some of it. And don't be telling me about Pelé when he came to America, okay? I get the New York Cosmos period. I get the Franz Beckenbauer, Shep Messing, Giorgio Canale period. I get it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 17-year-old Pelé who led his country, led his nation to the World Cup title. That's what I'm talking about. Texter here has it. Pelé is so far away and first, he makes the Jordan everyone else debate a joke. Yeah, he does. You can debate who's second, but you cannot debate Pelé. There is no debate. No offense. I mean, you would have to be an idiot to argue anybody else as the greatest soccer player of all time. You can argue second. And some of the names that people throw out, that's fine. I'm not taking them. I'm taking Brazilian Ronaldo, and I'm taking Maradona. You can take whomever you want, but I'm taking those guys. Because those guys had what it took to win on the biggest stage, which is what it's all about. It's always been about winning the World Cup. It still is about winning the World Cup. That's the event. That's the event. That's the Super Bowl of soccer. And if you can't compete and you can't win, and I get that you know, some of these guys, again, Neymar's supporting cast, for example, is better. But he still has time. And oh, by the way, still playing. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. I just did that as an aside, Ramona.
Is that right?
Yeah, just an aside.
Okay.
It was just an idle thought that I had this morning. You want to get in, though, 654-7627. So later today, Eric McLean is going to be joining us. Before we get to that, we're going to start on several different conversations. And we'll endeavor to do that when we return. Also, Team 46 today in the road rage countdown to a national champion. I seem to be losing my voice, Ramon.
What's going on? You yelling?
I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe I did yell. You know, I yell occasionally. Like on the roads. Like on the roads.
I keep telling you to stop doing that.
It's actually a pretty stupid idea, but you know, I want to model my life after the name of the show.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I stay true to the cause.
Okay.
It's funny. By the way, we're going to draft quarterbacks today. And when I say that, just to be clear, what I'm talking about is, we're going to draft 2018 quarterbacks 1 to 25 to win in college football this year. Okay? So in other words, I'm not drafting these guys to win NFL games. I'm not drafting them based on potential. I'll make editorial comments on all of that. But we are going to draft quarterbacks based on their potential to win college football games this year. In other words, who's the best college quarterback in the country? Ernie says, Beckenbauer may have been the best combined soccer player and soccer coach success, which is rare in any sport. He was. Franz Beckenbauer was a tremendous player, one of the all-time great German players. Hey, but before we get to any of the quarterback stuff, you know, I keep seeing these reports on the Big Ten in this initiative by the Big Ten who want to want a reporting process for college football injuries with a claim that the integrity of the game demands it. Elliot from Clemson says, Will Greer. That's a good call, Elliot. They want to promote this notion, and they're trying to sell it to the NCAA, on a national reporting process for college football injuries. And their claim is that it's vital for the integrity of the game. Huh? What? I'm sorry. Am I missing something? Again, first of all, there are privacy acts which protect players' right to health secrecy. So you would have to get them to go along with that. Hey, and the chances of you doing so seem very remote, as Dennis Dodd correctly pointed out. Then there's the issue of coaches' paranoia. And coaches are over-the-top paranoid about injury. There is no way coaches are going to agree to release information. I mean, I wonder if anyone ran this by Urban Meyer, since it seems like it was an Ohio State initiative. But what I really don't understand is the timing, because they're linking this to gambling. They're linking this to the legalization of gambling. I'm sorry. What? Now you've completely lost me. You want to do this for the integrity of the game? The reason, one of the prime reasons the NFL reports on injuries, which is strange considering how they've basically tried to back away from the issue of gambling, but one of the main reasons is gaming interests. That's why they report injuries. Now, you're saying that you want this initiative to protect the integrity of the game? I'm sorry, what are you talking about exactly? Are you talking about reporting injuries so that gamblers know who's hurt? Is that what we're really talking about here? When we wash away all that surface stuff, are we talking about an effort to publicize injuries so that gamblers know which teams to play? If so, it didn't take you long to jump in bed with the whole gambling issue, did it? If not, or if you say otherwise, it's certainly curious timing. It's certainly curious timing. I mean, you come out with this right after the go-ahead's been given for gambling and states are beginning the process to legalize it? I just find it strange. I find it strange. I don't know. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. You want to join the conversation? Now would be a good time. 654-7627. I'll be right back.
Head to Bojangles and get two delicious sausage biscuits served hot off the grill. For a limited time, get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
A big change is coming to your walls with red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets of our best interior and exterior paints. Even better, you'll also get a satisfaction guarantee. That's money in your pocket and confidence in your project. Come in now for our best prices of the season on paint, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through July 4th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only. See store for details.
The big biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Red Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chief ETH writes, relating Messi and Ronaldo to Peyton Manning is interesting. Saying that they don't step on the big stage is ridiculous. So their livelihood is playing for club. I don't care what their livelihood is. Everyone knows the biggest event in the world, my friend. Everyone. And they don't have a goal in the knockout round, either one of them. So you can save it. I mean, no offense. I'll tell you what's ridiculous. What's ridiculous is saying, well, Americans have a slanted view of Pele because he came to America late. That's what's ridiculous. No offense. That's absurd. And at some point, at some time, if you want to be legendary in the sport of soccer, you have to win on the biggest stage, which is the World Cup. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry, it's the way it is. And you have to play your best in the biggest times. That's how we've always judged athletes in America. And quite frankly, that's how their own country is judging them, particularly in the case of Messi. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. Now we're going to start judging quarterbacks. Hey, a texter says amen. Hey, now we're going to start judging quarterbacks. But before we do, let me tell you about my friends at the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off, including Serta and Beautyrest. They have it all. They have it all. So get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet, and you will thank me later. Look, if you're suffering, the Clemson football program did a sleep study and determined that if you lose 20 minutes of sleep or 40 minutes of sleep a night, that your athletic performance across the board suffers. What do you think happens to you in your life when you lose 2, 3, 4 hours? What do you think's happening to you? Well, you're suffering. Your work performance, your civility, your ability to function, all of it suffers. Stop letting it happen to you. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get better than that. Do it today. You will thank me later. All right. Here's the thing. I have listed, 22, 23 quarterbacks. And you could add a few others. I mean, if you wanted to add a Jake Browning at the end, if you weren't watching college football the last few years. Yeah, it's funny, Verona. I saw a list from the, who was it? Oh, it was the Sporting News. Two things. One, it had Jalen Hurts at 11 in terms of ranking their quarterbacks, which just shows a complete lack of comprehension on your part. And I just can't get over the fact that there are still idiots out there who think that Jalen Hurts can play quarterback. And then the other thing is they had Jake Browning at 6. It acknowledged that all of Browning's numbers except his completion percentage went down dramatically last year, but still put him on there. It's like these people, they have some inkling of what the truth regarding Browning is, but they can't quite put it together. You won't find Jake Browning on this list. He's not amongst the top 25 quarterbacks in the country. And if you think so, you've not actually watched college football. You consume magazines or something of the sort. Because anyone who actually watches the games and understands what talent looks like knows that neither Jake Browning nor Jalen Hurts can be a part of this conversation. In Browning's case, it's due to an injury that he has never recovered from. In Hurts' case, it's because, well, he sucks. I mean, he can't throw a forward pass. And that's sort of a definition inherent in the quarterback position. Sort of a definition. Texas said he can play quarterback. He's won 2 championships. What? What are you talking about? He hasn't won any championships. Did I miss that? Did I miss Jalen Hurts winning championships? No, I didn't. He's terrible. He can't play quarterback. He's a strong safety playing quarterback. And honestly, if you're somebody who's writing me about Jalen Hurts and his ability, you really need to stop watching football. Pick a different topic, a different subject matter, because Jalen Hurts is one of the worst 25 quarterback in major college football teams in America. Hey, moron, you said he won 2 championships. You didn't say he has rings. You said he won 2 championships, and no, he didn't. Hey, why don't you call the show, and I'll put you right up. We'll see how you do. Hey, listen, friend, take up knitting. Take up knitting or something. You know, football is not really something you want to be talking about. Again, if you're arguing for Jalen Hurts, you're clueless. Clueless. All right. Needless to say, Jalen Hurts was going to lose the national championship 30-0. He had to be pulled from the game. Otherwise, Nick Saban would have lost consecutive national championships. Again, Texter 867. You know what? We'll just get rid of you. Because every sentence you use has an insult in it. And you're not capable of formulating an argument. Because if you were, I'd have you call the show. We'll see how you do. It's easy anonymously to like write 5 words. You know, here's the thing. A trained hyena could have gotten Alabama to the national championship. If you actually understand football and you understand what Alabama has done with Jalen Hurts, what they do is they run a one-read offense, and he's the guy. All right? He can't throw a forward pass at all. He had to be pulled from the national championship game. Yes, Ramona. Yeah, that's not the number that was on the text line. Cameron.
Hi, Walt.
How you doing, Cameron?
I'm good. I just wanted to speak on Jalen Hurts. I have your exact same opinion when it comes to his ability. He's extremely athletic, but he's just not meant to play quarterback. And I seem to think the same thing about Kelly Bryant. When you watch his past two spring games, it's just deflating. Like when you said yesterday, I think it was, about how Tua had such a great spring game and Jalen Hurts was just garbage. I felt the same thing last year, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, my thought is that Kelly Bryant plays a lot better in the games that matter than he does in the spring, because in the spring game, they limit what he can do. They weren't live this year. They were live last year, but it was only partially live because, in my opinion, there were at least 10 or 12 times that had Bryant pulled the ball, he would have rushed for 200 yards in last year's spring game. So I think if you take away his legs, then you change who he is. And I think it's very damning to Kelly Bryant in those situations. So I think Kelly Bryant's a much better regular season game player, and I think he proved that last year over the course of the year. And again, we're not talking about the same thing here, because in the case of Jalen Hurts, he can't throw a forward pass. In the case of Kelly Bryant, Kelly Bryant, according to Pro Football Focus numbers, was like the third best deep ball thrower in all of college football.
Okay, well, thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Cam. And that texter is saying Kelly Bryant and Jalen are one the same. Neither can throw. Wait a minute. You just told me how great Jalen Hurts was. Now you're telling me he can't throw? Well, which is it, texter? Make up your mind. Which is it? Another texter says Hurts would win the Heisman in the Navy offense. Actually, he wouldn't. He wouldn't be great at that either. Jalen Hurts is not a quarterback at all. He's a strong safety. That's all he is. That's all he's ever going to be. He should never be the quarterback. There's no comparison at all between Kelly Bryant and Jalen Hurts. Kelly Bryant is light years better than Jalen Hurts. Not remotely close. So Kelly Bryant actually makes the list of the 22 or 23 quarterbacks I'm considering for the top 20. Needless to say, Jalen Hurts doesn't make any list, because there's no major college football team in America, despite what his father thinks, who wants him to play quarterback. The only reason he plays quarterback in Alabama is because Nick Saban wants somebody who just executes what he wants to do. It's not about playing quarterback. That's how Nick Saban chose Jalen Hurts over Tua Tagovailoa, against the advice of his own offensive coordinator. So that's how that works. That's how that works. I mean, you know, all you have to do is watch the past couple national championship games and look at what Jalen Hurts has done against like opponents. And that'll tell you all you need to know. Alabama doesn't win because of Jalen Hurts. They win despite Jalen Hurts. Do you understand the distinction there? Ramona, do me a favor. Give me Jalen Hurts' numbers the last two national championship games. This ought to be fun. Give me Jalen Hurts' numbers the last two national championship games. Let's take a look at what Jalen has done in the biggest moments against teams that have likability. I mean, I think it should be apparent to all that he was pulled in the national championship game down 13-0, and he wasn't capable of making a play. And so Nick Saban had to dramatically go to Tua Tagovailoa to save him, which he did. But we'll take a look at Jalen Hurts' actual numbers against like opponents in the national championship games of the last 2 years and see how he fared. See how he fared. Texas says Alabama doesn't score against Georgia if he was left in the game. That's right. I mean, they don't come close to scoring. I don't even know if they get to midfield. I mean, the offense was non-existent. The team had basically quit. They were going to lose 30-0. They were getting destroyed. They had no chance of making a play. I mean, Alabama, I don't even remember what it was now, but Alabama ran some trick play. I don't remember if it was a flea flicker or what it was. And Jalen Hurts had a guy wide open who was running 20 yards open, even missed him. I mean, you could have punted the ball to that guy.
Okay.
So there's that.
I got passing. I got 21 yards. This is for the last game they played.
21 yards.
Yes. And rushing, I got 47 yards.
This texter, you know what? I can't keep doing this with you, texter. You're the most clueless individual who's ever appeared on my text line. Jalen Hurts never had 400 yards against Clemson. What are you talking about? What do you have in those national championship games?
In the latest national championship game, I have 21 yards passing and rushing. I have 47 yards. That's for him.
So Jalen Hurts against Georgia had 21 yards passing.
Yeah. In Tua Tagovailoa had 166.
And what did Hurts? What was it? What were Hurts' numbers? What did he go?
Okay, you have to tell me what that means. Receiving what?
I mean, 2 of 12 for.
Oh, that. Okay, I see that. He went 3 for 8.
3 for 8 for yes. 21 yards.
Yes.
Okay. Very effective. And what'd he do against Clemson in the national championship before that?
Okay, let me look that one.
Yeah, figure that one out for me, too. Clink thinks that texter is Jalen Hurts. Might be. No, actually, I think Jalen Hurts had more common sense than that because Jalen Hurts wanted out of the national championship game. You know, it's funny because someone tweeted me that after the game, and it never even occurred to me, but I think that individual is 100% right. In hindsight, I think Jalen Hurts actually wanted out of the game. The reason he wasn't upset is he knew what was happening. He knew he couldn't win the game. He knew they were going to lose 30-0. And so I think he actually went no mas. I think he was actually relieved when Saban put Tua Tagovailoa in the game for him. I think he felt a sense of relief. So there's that.
Okay, in that game, he had passing yards. He had, it says 1331 and then 131 yards passing.
He went 13 of 31 for yes. 131 yards?
Yes.
Okay. So in the two national championship games that Jalen Hurts participated in, he threw for a combined total of 152 yards.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I rest my case. If you don't understand it just from looking at it happen, then maybe you understand it from the numbers. And that's why he's not part of this consideration. Next says, laugh out loud, a whopping 152 yards. Another says, Hurts can't throw a forward pass. You know, that's right. I mean, if you understand football at all, I mean, he can't throw at all. Not even a little bit. And so there is Alabama's fundamental issue, and we'll see what they do about it. Okay, when we come back, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read you the quarterbacks on the list, the ones who actually made the cut, and we're going to draft the top 20 of these guys, the top 20, and we're going to come up with the best college football quarterback, which, again, might be different from the best NFL prospect. In fact, almost certainly is going to be different. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Countdown is on. 60 days till Clemson football on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics.
Shotgun ball right in the middle of the field. We'll fake the fumble. And Clemson's got it. Clemson falls on it at the 20-yard line. There's your first turnover. And coming away with it was Kendall Joseph.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback your move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
A big change is coming to your walls with red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets of our best interior and exterior paints. Even better, you'll also get a satisfaction guarantee. That's money in your pocket and confidence in your project. Come in now for our best prices of the season on paint, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through July 4th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only, see store for details.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. This is unbelievable, Rona. Sports Illustrated quoting LeVar Ball. Lonzo makes everybody better. Listen. LeVar Ball, Lonzo makes everybody better, including him.
Including who? Himself? Who? Including who?
Him is LeBron.
LeBron? I was going to ask if it was LeBron, but...
Christine on the text line, who's a Cleveland fan, wrote, "This will go well."
Yeah.
LeVar Ball, quote, "Lonzo makes everybody better, including him." He doesn't even say LeBron. He says him. Welcome to L.A., King. Lonzo makes everybody better, including him.
Oh, so he's not even going to say his name.
Doesn't say his name.
In other words, he thinks his son is better than LeBron James.
I don't know what he thinks. I don't know. Sounds I have like no idea what he thinks. Remember, this is a guy who thought he could beat, said he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. Now, Lonzo makes everybody better, including him. That didn't take long. We just got started. All right. Here are your quarterbacks. Your list of, I don't know, I have 22, 23 names. 22, 20, Texter says he will be traded by Christmas, referring to Lonzo.
Yeah,
I think he will be too. I don't think he's long for L.A. I mean, what purpose? There's only one, Texter says, LeBronzo. I don't know why, but I like LeBronzo. It's right. It's LeBronzo. It's some sort of morph combination. LeBronzo. That's well played, Texter 313. Texter says, how long before Lonzo's traded? Over under 48 hours. Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, I don't think he's long for L.A., so he's going to be making people better in some other city, because I don't understand that little deal's going to work out. They have three point guards now that they brought in Rajon Rondo, and fundamentally, I don't see a need for Lonzo with LeBron. Look, here's the thing. LeBron James requires shooters to play off of him. Shooters. Lonzo is hardly a shooter. He's a really poor man's LeBron. I mean, that's what he is. He's a tall point guard who can see over defense and make plays. But you're not going to be able to do that because they just brought in LeBron to do that. So I don't exactly see how Lonzo Ball's game fits in with LeBron at all. I don't see how it fits in. It doesn't make any sense to me. So Lonzo makes everybody better, including him. I mean, you know, this guy just wants attention. You know, I mean, that's all I can think of, because no one with any common sense would ever utter that kind of statement about your unproven kid who we don't even know for certain can play in this league. Jesse says, is there even a team out there that will take Lonzo Ball? I think so. I think he still has some ability. And I think he can still be a pretty good playmaker. He obviously needs to get better on the defensive end. But, you know, Elliot from Clemson says his game is a poor man's LeBron, just like his shoes are poor man's Jordans. That's it. Dexter says, by the way, while I threw for over 200 yards in a middle school game, 152 by Jalen, two national championships, is pathetic. That's from Anthony in Greenville. That's exactly right. Dexter says, does it even matter with Boogie in the Bay? You know, that's another thing. That's like Stephen P. saying he makes the Braves better. You know, the whole Boogie Cousins thing, you know, it was very strange the way the thing came together. And apparently, it was just sort of one of those things that Golden State sort of walked into. Cousins' agents were shopping him around looking for a much bigger deal than that. And really, you know, he's only going to play 1 year with Golden State, because his hope after that is to hit the market, hit free agency, hit the market, and collect a much bigger payday. So he's a short-term solution in Golden State, if he's a solution at all. He's coming back from an Achilles injury. And there aren't many guys who come back from Achilles injuries that return in basketball to play 100% of what they were. And I'm not sure there are any seven-footers. I'm not sure there are any seven-footers. So, we'll see. Yeah, Jay, I have no idea what that tweet means, but or text means, but thanks. All right, we're going to get to these quarterbacks. We have 22 or 23 quarterbacks to choose from on this list. Again, this is my list of the top quarterbacks in the country, and we're going to draft guys off of this in order, all right? So here's the list of the top quarterbacks in the country as I see it heading into the year. And these are in no particular order, no order at all. Tua Tagovailoa, Khalil Tate, Drew Lock, Will Greer, Brian Lewerke, Michigan State, Jared Stidham, Auburn, Trace McSorley, Penn State, Mackenzie Milton, Central Florida, Justin Herbert, Oregon, Ryan Finley, NC State, Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State, I think is a guy who's, look, I think it was clear last year when he got a chance to play, he was better than JT Barrett. He has a much more live arm, and he's a better athlete. So there's that. Mason Fine, North Texas, Justice Hansen, Arkansas State, Jake Fromm, Georgia, Kelly Bryant, Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, Brett Rippon, Boise State, Kyler Murray, Oklahoma. I think that Kansas State's duo of Alex Denton and Skylar Thompson are both really good players. They're both four-star guys. They both have all sorts of talent, but I can't separate them right now, so I'm going to leave them off of it. Nick Fitzgerald of Mississippi State, Jordan Ta'amu of Ole Miss, Jake Bentley of South Carolina, Nate Stanley of Iowa, and that's it. Now, if you want to suggest any other name that's not on that list, I'm willing to listen. But that's the list. Those are the, I don't know how many are on that list, 23, 24 guys, and we're going to pick like 20 of them and place them in order in evaluating the upcoming college football season. You are welcome to get in on that and get in on that conversation. But that's the group of the best quarterbacks in college football in the 2018 season. By the way, Texas says Boogie doesn't have to be 100%. Cousins at 75 is still better than Jaja or Javale McGee. Well, only if he plays. And I think that's what's still to be determined. Texas says Justin Fields. You could add Justin Fields. My assumption there is that Fromm has the job. It's not a commentary on Justin Fields' ability, because I do believe that Justin Fields would certainly be in this group. No, I said Jared Stidham, Elliot. Stidham was on the list. He was 3, 4, 5. He was the 6th guy on my list, but he's on it. I got another Jake Bentley. Jake Bentley's on the list. I don't know exactly what position we'll be in. Oh, I actually got a text saying Jake Bentley 26. Maybe. Maybe. I think Jake Bentley has a lot to prove, and we'll see whether he can. He loses Hayden Hurst. He gets Deebo Samuel back. I think that offensive line will perform better. I think the running game will be a little bit better. He has talent at receiver. Look, one of the issues with Jake Bentley so far has been woeful inconsistency. And a big part of that has been his protection. But it hasn't all been that. I mean, there are times that Jake Bentley makes a throw that looks like an NFL throw. I've seen them. I've seen him make throws that I say, well, that looks like an NFL throw, an NFL quarterback. But then he'll make 4 or 5 throws in a row that he looks more like a 10-year-old. And it makes you wonder. So there's that. Tester asked about Shea Patterson. And, I considered Shea Patterson. And you could put him on the list. I left him out because I just don't know what he is anymore. I don't know who he is or what he is. What he was an Elite 11 quarterback who ran collegiately an up-tempo spread offense and early on demonstrated worlds of ability. What he is now is a guy who transferred out, and I grant you that there was a lot of bad stuff going on at Ole Miss. And so I could see him wanting a new start somewhere else. What I don't understand is the Michigan part, because it's a totally different offense. It's a pro-style offense that utilizes multiple tight ends, and I just don't know how he fits in that offense. You know, and maybe he'll be great, but right now he's just too much of a question mark in my mind. So I wouldn't rank him amongst the top 20 quarterbacks right now, given that circumstance. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Listen, Urban Nirvana is an amazing place. There are 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a salon, a hair salon. I mean, there's something for everybody at Urban Nirvana. You know, think about the people who do things for you in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, anyone, your mother, who does things for you on a regular basis. You don't need a special occasion to give a gift of Urban Nirvana. Any occasion is good enough. As I said, Urban Nirvana is a special place. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage. Couples have written us and sworn by it. Daredevil and his wife, Sarah, are becoming regulars, I guess, and absolutely love it. You know, we've received unsolicited testimony from, dozens, hundreds of listeners who just have been to Urban Nirvana and just love the experience. It's Urban Nirvana. It's just as the name implies. All you need to do is go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com, or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the